the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. I am fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. And let's be honest, somebody's got to tell you the truth. Somebody's got to get down to it. Well, here I am working on it. Number one today of three big things you need to know. New York's soon-to-be former Governor Kathy Hochul is spending all of her time trying to turn a mass shooting into a gun confiscation party. Yeah, it's true. Number two, Nancy Pelosi's meds clearly out of whack right now. I can tell you because she is standing in front of people calling Joe Biden a great president and predicting victory in November. That's not sober, obviously. And number three, whether it's record-high gas prices again today or moms desperately searching for formula, America seems to have seen enough of Joe Biden and the socialist clowns in Washington. Every indication, whether it's the mass exodus of Latinos from the Democrat Party or Republicans accounting for 61% of all voters so far in the primary season. That's right, 61% of the people that have cast votes identify as Republicans so far. Every indication is that the walls are closing in on this incompetent ship of fools for a whole host of reasons. You know, I want to remind you of this. I've got two candidates for the dumbest thing you've heard all week. Here's one of them. Because on the baby formula front, President Biden says he could have done something if they were mind readers. And yet, Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra says the administration has been on top of it since day one last year. Bite two. Listen to this.
Should you have taken those steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
As quickly as we can since last year, and yet Joe Biden says he'd need to be a mind reader. And for Americans pumping gas, how does it make you feel? When you look at that gas pump and you see $4.49 or $4.59 or $5 or whatever you see, how does that make you, what do you think about Joe Biden? What do you think about all of it? Well, this guy, he feels violated. Bite three, listen.
Well, we spoke to say what they are paying for gas feels like a punch in the gut.
It feels like I'm being robbed. That's it. I don't like being robbed.
Feel like I'm being robbed, and I don't like being robbed. I get that. Feels like he's being robbed. And you know what? The collapse of the economy is, you know, just not that far away. And what I mean by collapse, I mean recession, maybe worse. They keep saying it's the perfect storm. Everything's a perfect storm, apparently. But the collapse of the economy, not that far away. In fact, the indicators for recession, a deep, ugly recession, more clear by the day. Bite number four, listen to this.
For the first time, all 50 states now have an average price of $4 for a gallon of unleaded gas. That's according to a report by AAA. Three states.
Yeah. And gas prices, like I have said, have set new records for days on end. And the administration continues to say they've been doing everything they can. They're doing everything they can to help you, which is a lie, a big, fat, ugly lie. Some of these pigs will jet off to Davos, Switzerland. Listen to bite number five. Listen to this real quick.
And final question on gas prices. Americans are now spending $5,000 a year on gasoline. That's almost double what they did a year ago. Where are people supposed to go to get all that extra cash?
To get the extra cash to pay for gas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've been very clear about is to do everything in our power to make sure that we lower cost. You know, it is important. We see it. The president understands what the American people is going through.
All right. So here's the bigger picture. What if inflation at 8.5% and gas prices at $5, $6, $7 or more? What if that's just the beginning? What if it gets worse? You have to realize $1.6 trillion of value has vanished from the world. $1.6 trillion in wealth has vanished from the world. What if this is just an initial hit? You know, the pandemic and the war, they don't last forever, but the underlying problem is the world divided along geopolitical fault lines. Here in America and around the world, it's the same. It points to a significantly poorer and less productive planet, that's for sure. What if there's a reversal of globalization? Which I support, by the way. Support local. Support the Monroe Doctrine. Whatever you think of that, that's what I believe is a better move for America first. We have what we need in America. We have energy. We have raw materials. We have people. We have ways to get things done. We can defend ourselves. Well, Bloomberg Economics has run a simulation of what an accelerated reversal of globalization might look like. Of course, Bloomberg is a globalist organization. And they say an additional blow like inflation would likely be higher and more volatile. For investors, a world of nasty surprises and growth and inflation has little to cheer equity or bond markets. 2022 has been a terrible start to the year. Fragmentation is going to stay, says Robert Koopman from the World Trade Organization. The defining feature of the world economy has been its ability to churn out even more goods at lower prices forever. The entry of a billion workers from China and the former Soviet bloc into the global labor market, coupled with falling trade barriers, hyper-efficient logistics, produced an age of abundance, but now we're going into an age of scarcity. In Sri Lanka, they're fighting in the streets because there's no food and no power and no gas. More than 200 have been gunned down in the streets by police and military. Same in Peru, where you've got upheaval. So you've got problems that pit Western democracy and free markets against Chinese and Russian socialism. $6 trillion of goods, 7% of GDP traded between democratic and autocratic countries. The risk of that great unraveling is a 25% tariff on all that traffic into a model of global economy. That's equal to the highest rates that the U.S. and China have leveled against each other. And so there's an age of scarcity that could be coming. And you've got these rival camps. Are they getting together in Davos to map out your future and mine? Maybe. But scarcity could be... And remember, listen, my life has been quite bountiful. I've been here with the abundance of these inexpensive goods like so many others. Is that about to change? It sure seems that way. Feels that. I can feel like there's a storm coming. Put your finger in the air. There's a storm coming. For sure. By the way, if you want to weather that storm to the best of your ability, Craig Stiles is the man at Ameriprise. He can handle endowments, foundations, family offices, fiduciaries, your personal business. And your plans for the future, Craig Stiles at Ameriprise can use the Desideri approach. It's proprietary. It'll make a custom plan for you because your plan isn't my plan. We're not the same. And so get a hold of Craig Stiles anywhere in America. Look him up online. Craig Stiles. You'll find him. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
In the den. It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
This Thursday ends a massively long stretch for the Tigers. They get the day off in between two series, Tampa, where they just finished, and now here in Cleveland for a three-game weekend series. It's been a challenging trek, where the Tigers have played 17 games in 15 days. This is part of a reason baseball is described as a grind. The baseball season began April 8th at home against Chicago, and it will end October 5th in Seattle. Through the six-month-long campaign, the Tigers have a scheduled 22 days off. Now, I don't tell you this to create an emotion of sorrow. These guys get paid a lot of money to play the game. But just a reminder of the challenges of the sport. It's hard to hit a ball. It's a battle to have your A game on the mound every night. And then there is the mental aspect of it all. It's a great game. Beautiful at its core, really. But it's really difficult.